Can y'all guess the hottest city in Korea right now? I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Monday, December 1, 15, that is, 2025, and we just heard 17 with Hot. Now, let's all talk about the hottest city right now in Korea. And no, I'm not talking about the weather. No, the temperature is getting colder right now. It ain't rising. Now, we're talking about Busan has officially welcomed more than 3 million foreign visitors this year. It's the first time Korea's second largest city has hit that number since it began tracking related figures in 2014. And honestly, if you've been to Busan recently, it probably doesn't surprise you. Now, the city's been feeling the crowds, of course, in the most exciting way. There's been a bustle of excitement, too, around the city, if y'all know what I mean. So, who has been visiting? Now, leading the way were visitors from Taiwan, followed by China, Japan, the United States of America, and the Philippines. And they weren't just taking selfies at Hyundai. I'm talking about they were spending cha-ching. Foreign credit card spending was up more than 30% from last year, the fastest growth among Korea's major cities. Now, in another survey, tourists were shown to be spending an average of 6.2 days in Busan, which means no longer just a quick weekend stop anymore. It's becoming a long stay destination. Maybe it's the beaches, maybe it's the food, or maybe it's the fact that you can eat fresh seafood and then ride a rooftop Ferris wheel in the same afternoon. Who knows? Only God knows, y'all. We know one thing for sure, though. Busan's making plans to keep those tours coming. We'll find out more about that later on in the show. But for now, get ready for some music. We got Cordis with Go. Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for all listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website world.kbs.co.kr or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show. Let's listen to more music. First up, we got Crystal with Solitary and Kiss of Life with Lucky. Y'all ready for some coffee or tea? That is right, coffee or tea. Sip on that beverage right now. Hopefully a warm one, because it's been cold in Korea and everybody likes a warm beverage. Or I'm the opposite right now. You know, I like a nice cold beverage during the cool seasons. You know, in Korea, they be eating a naengmyeon too in the cold. Either way, you choose. We won't judge, but we will give you information. So, Busan's quickly becoming Korea's go-to travel hotspot currently. And to keep the momentum going, the city is planning everything from mega K-culture festivals to a new opera house, a Centre Pompidou expanded airport routes, and even a third Besco exhibition hall. Now, in the city's bright lights, of course, or if the city's bright lights are not your thing, the city also has something for nature lovers as well. Now, Busan aims to boost eco and mountain tourism by designating the Nakdong River Garden and related programs around Kumjongsan Mountain. And yes, Busan is doubling down on food as well, because we all need a bit of local cuisine when we travel, am I not right? So, there will be more Michelin listings, culinary branding, and the city even plans to host events such as Asia's 50 Best Restaurants Awards. And visitors already have their favorites. Now, Gwanghwamli Beach was a top stop, followed by BIFF, Biff, of course, Square, Kamchan Culture Village, Kamchan, I'm sorry, and then Gukje Market and Haeundae Beach. If you haven't seen the films, Gukje Sijang, oh my gosh, I cried so much in that movie, Ode to My Father, and the disaster blockbuster Haeundae, that's also a tearjerker too, Tidal Wave. They're good films to watch before you go down to Busan, of course, but at the same time, it might scare you. Haeundae might scare you. Let me just give you a heads up. It's about a tsunami. Well, with festivals like the Busan International Rock Festival and the famous Seven Bridges Tour, the city's betting big that a fun city wins. Now, if things go according to plan, Busan aims to hit 5 million foreign visitors by 2028. At this rate, they might get there faster, especially if word gets out that over 80% of tourists say they want to return. That is crazy. And honestly, who wouldn't want to? It's a fun place. But for now, we got some fun music to motivate you on your next plans to visit Busan. We got Kim Seulgi and Chang Myo-gwan with Man in the Yellow Shirt. And then we got Skull and Haha with Busan Vacance.
K-pop!
Welcome to What the K-pop! You guys know every Monday we choose a K-pop song and a phrase of the day from the lyrics to expand our Korean speaking skills, and we're gonna go over it with our egg tart loving Karen!
Dessert loving. Because egg tarts are not the only dessert that I love.
Do you love desserts more than normal food, like warm?
No, that's the whole
food.
Point of dessert. You have to have it after food. You can't just have
dessert. I've actually did dessert for dinner one time.
No, I have to I have to have food, and then it comes after food. Dessert.
You just said food after food?
No, dessert is what comes after a nice meal.
I don't know. There's some nights where I don't crave food some nights, and then I'll be like, you know what?
Sugar?
Yeah. And then sometimes I'll just crave like a pie, and then after a pie, a donut, and that'll be my meal and dessert in one. I don't know why. It's like
You're going to get a heart attack.
I know. And then it's weird because, you know, for breakfast in America, people eat French toast.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me doesn't seem like a meal
because
it's covered in powdered sugar and syrup. And that's more dessert-like.
That's, that is a dessert. That's dessert for breakfast.
Exactly.
So you have it only like once in a while. You don't have it
every day. Yeah. But I'm saying that's why sometimes I crave that kind of stuff. And like if you go to like a hotel and you have like those breakfast buffets, sometimes I'll skip the eggs and bacon and I'll go straight for like blueberry muffins and stuff like that. And that fills me up.
It'll fill you up.
And that's choosing desserts for a meal. So technically you do it too. And you said you don't do that.
Yeah.
So you just went against your own word.
Yeah. No, but to me, that's the whole point of dessert. It's like having the little luxury after having a meal.
So if you ever go to a buffet, do you always eat food before dessert all the time?
Yeah, because buffet, they have nice food. They have good food too.
That's if you go to a nice buffet.
That is
true. We've all been to a ghetto.
I like the ghetto buffets, too.
I do. I prefer the American ghetto buffets.
Mm.
Like, is it even around anymore in America? Like the old country buffet?
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
What was the other one?
I've been to like Golden something.
Wasn't there another one that was almost like a
I've been to
fast food
when
restaurant?
When I lived in Iowa, there was one called Bonanza. We used to go there
I've
all the
heard
time.
That one.
Yeah, but it was like a ghetto buffet. But it wasn't ghetto. It was nice.
There was one that was not ghetto, but it was a fast food chain buffet.
I don't know.
I forgot what it was called, but I loved going there because you'd go in there and it just smelled like fresh carved ham or turkey every time you walked in there.
And you get steak and...
And stuffing, mashed potatoes.
I heard they're making a comeback here in Korea too. A lot of people are going to... They're not
buffets?
Ghetto buffet. They're expensive.
Well, of course.
Yeah, but you can get a lot of different foods... At the same, you know, in the same place, and they change up their menus. So I went to one recently because my kids love it because they have the dessert buffet too.
And I do, so I don't know if it's like a tip, but my thing is when I go to buffets, I hate the people who go to a buffet and in the first 5 to 10 minutes, they make a mountain of food.
Oh, no.
The idea of a buffet is to go back and forth. And
burn calories.
Yeah, burn calories. But when you go back and forth, you always go back to the fresh new stuff that they bring out.
Mm-hmm.
But if you make a mountain of food, what happens?
You just
everything
sit there
gets
and
cold,
eat.
Too. By the get to the bottom or whatever's underneath that you brought, you eat the fresh food on top. But then by the time you get to the bottom, the
you're
dumplings or whatever you brought, you're already full, too. But say you ate, like... a salad on top, but then whatever you eat 10 minutes later that's on the bottom is gonna be all soggy and wet and cold.
That's the other thing. I don't understand people who eat salad when they go to a buffet, who
that is
start
true.
Out with like a pile of salad.
That is true. So my thing is, you always get the plate. I take one piece of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So then you know if it's good or not.
Yeah, me too. I do that.
Exactly. And then you go know what to go back to.
Yeah.
But my friend always does like the whole mountain thing. And then my thing is, I hate wasting food too. So I'm like, oh, he's like, oh, what do you do? You're just going to leave that? He goes, oh, I didn't like any of the stuff on there. He's like, dude, you're wasting all that food.
Yeah.
There's certain people that like it and you're just going to, I don't care, it's a buffet. I'm like, I hate that mentality. I don't care, it's a buffet.
But to each their own, right?
Yeah.
When we go to a buffet, the little one, she just goes there for dessert. And I go, oh.
Hold on. So you're paying all that money for her
exactly,
just dessert?
Exactly.
That's so akko, man. That's a waste of money.
I know. So she eats like maybe one plate of food and then she eats like 3 plates of dessert. So I don't think it's akko per se.
That is true. Because if you go to a dessert place, one cake can cost like $10.
Exactly.
Nowadays.
But I'm like, oh, man, that's, you know, you should enjoy both.
Yeah, but you know what happens to your stomach when you eat a lot? It gets ultung-bultung.
It does. Definitely.
And that's what I word from last week.
That's right. Ultung-bultung. It was from the Oh My Girl song, Supa Dupa.
Mm-hmm.
They say Supa Dupa, which you didn't like. You should go tell them if you meet them.
I might start a podcast to talk about Korean words or English words when they butcher it to Korean phonetically.
It
irks me. Ugh. Even anyway. My name when I first came to Korea, and it's like, Buraeon. I was like, oh, my name is not 4 syllables. But now I'm used to it.
Yeah. Anyway, so it was ultung-bultung. So we talked about how this word, it means bumpy. So you could say the road is 길이 울퉁불퉁해.
Mm-hmm.
And that means the road is bumpy. Or when we see someone who's really chiseled and muscular, we could say, oh, his arms are really 울퉁불퉁해.
Mm-hmm. Well, today we're going to learn something new. And where are we learning it from?
We're learning it from a Laboom song. And
Laboom. I think I say Laboo-boo.
Yeah, Laboom. Okay. The girl group is called Laboom. And it's funny, we talked about sugar because the song is called Sugar Sugar.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So with no further ado, we're going to play two girls today again.
We're not. We're just playing friends.
Not.
Yeah,
we're just friends.
We can be girls, though.
Well, you said two girls on the
We were
the
at
thing.
The gym last time. I didn't fix it in the script again.
So
that's
I
my
think
bad.
What happens is Karen's brain, as she gets older, is stuck on deciding if she wants to buy more gold rather than fixing these scripts.
Yeah. So. I miss those things. I should like highlight it on the script when I'm writing it. But yes, I miss
just
that
two friends
part.
Today.
So we are friends and we are just having a little talk.
We're having a serious talk.
Yeah.
Let's get into our serious talk. Okay, we need to talk. What do you give me?
About what? You look like you're about to give a TED Talk.
I am, and 나 지금 진지한 거 안 보여? This is very important.
Okay, okay. What's up? Why so 진지해?
Someone ate my chips.
That's it? 난 또 뭐라고?
No, 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 no. You don't understand. It's not just any chips. It was the limited edition chocolate-covered balsa potato chips.
Oh, wow. So 진지해. Oh, 너무 진지해.
I'm being appropriately 진지해 right now. Justice must be served.
Dude, it's just potato chips. It's not like it's some murder mystery.
You don't understand. I waited 3 weeks for them to ship from overseas.
And now you're interrogating me like I'm some potato chip thief. Stop being so 진지해.
Oh, okay. Did you eat them?
No! I might go find them and eat them all up now. 나 진지해. How dare you accuse me of eating your chips?
Hmm. Now, where could they be?
Okay, Sherlock, let's go get you some new chips.
Oh, okay, that works too.
What? That's it?
I need a chip refill anyway. Then we'll get to the bottom of this unsolved chip mystery. All right. La Boom, Sugar Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
This song also sounds like another K-pop song.
It does, doesn't it?
Baby.
Yeah.
Is that that song too?
It's not. But
now,
it does sound kind of similar.
Very similar in that one part, yeah.
Yeah.
But this is from their second single, Sugar Sugar, which mm-hmm. came out now 10 years ago. La Boom is like a 3 or 2 year group.
Yeah, they're not.
10 years,
yeah.
guys.
Yep.
That's crazy.
It is crazy, yep. Mm-hmm. So it was released in 2025, and it is actually the title song from that album. And I was looking at their album, and the concept of this whole album, you know, it's about sugar, mm-hmm. And it's secret pajama party.
Why can't you just have a pajama party? Why does that be a secret?
I don't know. They just wanted to make it more fun.
It's like a secret pajama party because there's certain kids at school you don't want to tell. Remember as kids used to do that? Like, hey, don't tell Jessica, but come over and we can't post this online.
Well, okay, so that's the thing. I think if you are going to have like a birthday party and if you're not going to invite everyone in the class, then you should keep it on the down low.
Yeah, but then you have that one not so bright kid who's like, hey guys, I'm gonna put it on live. I'm like, why? I said that this is not supposed to be posted. Mm. Don't tell anybody. And then you have that one friend who doesn't get the memo mm-hmm. not to do so. And then they'll text somebody like, hey, are you going to Brian's tonight? What's happening at Brian's? Oh, I guess I wasn't supposed to say.
Yeah.
Oh, and then you get the phone call like, hey Brian, are you doing something tonight?
Yeah.
Why are you asking? He was like, oh, like, Jessica called and said, are you going to Brian? So I was assuming you were doing...
Yeah.
You always had that one friend.
That's why it should be a secret
party. Or, word of advice, another tip from Brian. If you have one of those friends, maybe not invite that one friend as well because they're not the bright one. They're always going to leak some info
but
that you don't.
That's the thing. If you don't invite that person, someone else is going to do the same thing.
No, you always invite the ones that you know... can keep their mouth shut.
Okay.
Only
yeah.
the quiet ones.
Well, that's if you're going to have a secret party.
Yeah. And I've done that. It was not a party, but you know when you, like, for instance, like, I'll go out at night at, like, 10 or 11, mm-hmm. a friend's bar or something like that, and my friend's, like, about to take a picture, and I was like, and I'll go like this, and then he'll be like, what are you doing? It's like, oh, I can't be in this picture if you're going to put in your, you know, the gram. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, I just won't tag you. I was like, no, no. Even if you don't tag me, someone's going to go through it and be like, wait, why is Brian in this picture? I thought he was on set or I thought he was at home
working,
or something.
Yeah.
So, you know,
that
those
is a
situations.
Very piquant life you're living.
Yeah. Mm. But I mean, I've done that too. When I'm looking through, scrolling through SNS and all of a sudden I'm like, wait, why is she there?
Or didn't she tell me she was supposed to be doing it? Yeah.
She said that she was at work, but she's at someone's get-together.
Yeah.
And then you kind of think, okay. I'm a fair-weathered friend to her. Okay.
I think people tell those
white lies
to not offend the other person or to not hurt their feelings, but it ends up hurting them more.
It does, because for me, it doesn't matter if I'm included or not. I'd rather be just told, oh, I can't hang
because
out with you.
Such and such thing.
Yeah, I have another appointment yeah. that I, you know, agreed to attend.
Yeah.
I don't mind. Yeah. You already agreed to that.
But you think that they yeah. will mind. That's why they end up telling those white lies.
Well, for me, it's just because there's times where I just don't want to go out. And last minute, my one friend was like, oh, I'm in town. I'm here for a night. I'm like, oh, I got to go out to see this person because they're in town just for the night. So I forced myself to go out. But then I already had canceled another plan. And mm-hmm. if they see me going, I'm like, oh, he is out, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, guys, don't post this. I'm here only because you're leaving tomorrow morning and I'm not supposed to be out.
Yeah. Kind of deal.
So always those last second
see,
things.
That's the thing. Like, what is it about, like, not supposed to be like, it's your thing.
Yeah.
You're the person managing your own life, and you can make those decisions without having to worry about other people getting offended.
And having
right?
to explain yourself.
And having to explain. Sometimes it's just too complicated to explain, like, why you mm-hmm. had to make that last minute decision without the fear of offending someone.
Exactly. And our expression, actually, of this week was 진지해.
That's right.
And
this
funny.
Is very 진지해.
When you are 진지해, sometimes they don't believe you. Like, why are you so 진지해? Are you trying to act? Are you trying to fake it? I'm like, oh my gosh. No matter what I explain, you don't believe me. And also, 진지해 means?
It means.
Being too serious.
Yeah.
And I hate those serious phone calls from people.
Mm.
Mm-mm. So that's why I live in the countryside, to stay away from people.
Sometimes you need that, yeah. right? Yeah. Or you just need to be by yourself,
mm-hmm.
not have any friends.
I stayed quiet because I was thinking, you're on the same path as me. Yes.
I don't know. Because sometimes, like, it happens without intention. Like, you have yeah. kids, you get married, you have kids, and you find yourself, all your friends are gone.
And it's sad because people who are single, we automatically don't call the ones that are married with kids.
Mm-hmm. And you assume they're busy.
You assume they're busy. And on the flip side, the ones that are married with kids won't call their friends because you assume they feel
they're
bothered
having fun.
And
yeah.
they're having fun. So, and then if you think about it, we shouldn't think that way. We should still just be like, hey, Karen, I know you're home with your kids, but if you're free, if you're bored, if the husband's going to watch the kids tonight, come on out, grab a drink, you know? We should. So I always say that to people too. Like, there are nights where, even though I love staying home, I'll see a picture of friends having dinner. You know, I like to go out every once in a while,
have a
drink or dinner. And then all of a sudden, I'll reach out to my friend like, oh, I saw that you were out last night with your friends. And without him just explaining like, oh, you know, yeah, a friend was in town. He could just say that, but he'd be like, oh, I'd invite you, but you were in Pyeongtaek and I thought you were too far and you went away. I'm like, no. You don't have to explain yourself why you didn't invite me first. And that's the world we live in nowadays. People have to explain and come up with, like, you know, excuses.
Kind of excuse, yeah. Like, it's okay.
We don't need to do that
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, it's okay.
But what we should do is just reach out to the friends now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't assume they're busy.
Mm-hmm.
But just be like, hey, I know you're busy.
Mm.
But if you're free, I'm free. And actually did that the other night. I was in town because I was about to go to Pyeongtaek.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what? Let's just stay in Seoul tonight. So I reached out to a friend who I haven't seen for almost a year and a half.
Mm.
I was like, hey, Eric, I'm in town. And I know we keep, you know, playing text tag, whatever
yeah,
you
yeah.
want to call it. I'm like, you know,
you
want to grab a drink?
Out? Yeah.
And he was like, oh, Hyung, okay. 20-minute cab ride, came out, and he grabbed a drink.
Mm.
And it was a cool catch-up.
Yeah.
Found out what he was doing in his work. And I didn't even know he changed jobs and stuff like that. So I was like, okay. So, guys, stop assuming everyone's always busy and
yeah.
just a nice little text.
I think, yeah. Mm. And also, it becomes like an excuse, just assuming that everyone else is busy.
Yes. And you know what? Assume spells. I can't say it on radio because it makes a ung-dungy out of you and me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's good. So, I mean, it's the perfect season to catch up with people, right?
Exactly.
Mm, so stop being so 진지해 all the time.
Yeah.
And
relax.
And relax. Meet up with
we're
people.
We're all aging.
Yeah. That
we're
you
all going to die one day.
Hung out with in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Catch up with them. And don't assume all the married ones are always busy. They want to hang out too.
Yes, Karen's friends.
Yeah. Hang out. I want
yes.
to go to the year-end parties too.
Yes.
I don't want to be at home.
Karen can get a babysitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Karen can bring her kids with her.
My kids can stay at home by themselves.
They're old enough to do that.
Yeah.
There's stuff on end streaming sites for them to watch or
that's right.
do homework.
They can stay home.
Exactly. So stop thinking she's all 진지해 all the time.
I am not.
She's not just a housewife.
I can have fun too.
Yes. She's a rich, gold-loving, fun-loving woman.
No, not rich anymore. I wish I was rich.
Yes. All righty. Well, that is our K-pop word of the day. 진지해. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are times you still have to be 진지해.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So like when I'm scolding my kids, I need to be 진지해.
Yes. Mm. Uh-huh. 진지해 is the K-pop word of the day.
Yeah.
And it comes from the Laboom song, Sugar Sugar. And we're going to check out the song right now as we say goodbye to Karen. And we'll see you next week.
That's right.
All right. That was Laboom with Sugar Sugar. Now let's get a preview of what's to come on KPC this week. Tomorrow we have, in case you missed it, where you can get all the latest K-pop and K-entertainment news and updates. And on Wednesdays, we devote an entire segment to play your song and, of course, read out your messages on requests and responses. So make sure to send them in throughout the week. And on Thursdays, we have Your Two Cents. We'll be here, your answers to a crazy question that we post on our gram at KBS K-pop. And on Fridays, we have Lights, Camera, Action, where we talk about K-dramas or films and listen to the related music. We also have our daily segment, Coffee or Tea, where we chit-chat about what's going on in the world. Uh-huh. Everything that's going on in this world. And of course, you guys can send in your requests, your answer to our Y2C, comments, and suggestions through various ways. There's always our gram, of course, the KBS World English Service page on the Book of Faces, as well as our message board at world.kbs.co.kr. But we got music now. Mm-hmm. And the title I love, Christmas Again by Chungha. Well, that is all the time that we have for y'all today. And taking us out, we got two great songs. First up, we got Seo Eun Gwang with Greatest Moment. And then Paul Kim with 지금 이대로도 좋아, Beyond the Sunset. Our producer is Choi Dong-kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm Brian Ju. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.